Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
That's right, it's time for this week's Guest List. I'm very excited to have on the show local musician Wolfie. Hello.
Morning. Hello, hello.
How are you this morning?
Oh, way too sleep deprived, but...
Yep, welcome to life, really, basically.
Hello.
Wait till you have children. I hear sleep entirely disappears at that point.
Yeah, I reckon the moment I do have a kid, I'll realise the torture I'd put my parents through
as a child. I've been doing this recently, is just having like this really post-childhood guilt about like being a shit child. It's just this thing I'm going through at the moment. It's very strange, and I don't know why.
You've just got this guilt overshadowing.
Yeah, like I've been, what's the word, meditating on it too much, thinking, reflecting too much. But anyway, I'm sure they're over it by now.
Maybe.
Welcome to the Guest List.
Thank you.
The Guest List, the show where we get local artists... And they have to come armed with two song choices, two New Zealand songs that they love or like or tolerate, mainly love. It would be weird if we did a segment about like the songs you hate. But actually, that might be quite good content. Anyway, so your first song, a classic, Fire by Shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
I barely need to ask, but why did you choose this song?
That album was awesome.
yeah, it was.
I think coming out of, putting it simply, like coming to the end of my high school life, I was still quite a heavy metalhead and liked a lot of electronic, but then hearing that album, which was quite heavy in terms of... the drums and guitar made this like bridge of genres that I was like, oh, this is the coolest thing in New Zealand I've heard in a long time. And then when I left school and went to Ara, just here, jazz school, they played in a big tent in the car park where Castles used to be.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of the coolest shows. And that album's been one of my favorite Kiwi albums ever since. So
I think for New Zealand artists, I think probably Shapeshifter has influenced loads of them. Do you kind of see some of Shapeshifter in the music you make and play?
I think they were one of the first sort of fusion bands that I got to see live, and I'd always wanted to do that, to fuse real instruments with electronic.
Yeah.
And I feel like... there's probably artists that I miss, but they were quite pioneering. I mean, they talk about how they pioneered their form of drum and bass when they were making samples and cutting records over in Australia and so on the first couple albums. So yeah, I would say that they're influential in terms of what I wanted my styles to fuse into.
Yeah,
for sure.
Have you ever met anyone from Shapeshifter?
I actually met two of them. So, and passed the singer.
Just walked past.
Brushed P Diggs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I actually got to meet the ex-member, Darren, at jazz school. He came and did some production stuff.
Cool.
And then Sam, the guitarist and producer, recently in a production seminar, so it was really cool to meet him. I felt like a little bit of an annoying fanboy, and I'm not really a fanboy of many Kiwi artists because it's Kiwi, so you always feel like you're best mates before you've even met. But I was like, oh, I saw you with the cool guitar back then and the things.
No, it is kind of awkward because you always imagine in your head you'll be really cool and just be like, bro, and they'll be like, bro, and then you're like, high five or something.
You always want to walk in and just like give them the nod, and then they know you've grown up for 10 years or more.
But actually, in reality, you do kind of fangirl a little bit. And it's a bit strange. But anyway, we may as well play it, because it would be silly not to.
Oh, of course. And it's a banger.
And it's also a banger. So, for our listeners out there, here is song choice number one. It is Fire by Shapeshifter. Enjoy.
On GP, Google, and CNN. Turn off the TV, papers, and saying shit. Everywhere I look, all the news is so negative. Bring back the realness, make it so they feel this. Bring back the love on the streets, see what the deal is. Enough with the illness, show us where your skills is. Dance like you feel this. Vote me for PM, control the police, man. E-Day's gonna be the next black president. Drug me with sedatives, try and stop my readiness. We bring the fire with the utmost deadliness. Fire with the Freddy's and blaze up with any man. Load that politician, we burn. You bring a jerry can, fire. If you're ready, can you push up your lightning?
And that was Fire by Shapeshifter. Great choice. Excellent choice. And a good, like, morning track as well, I feel. Like, it gets you awake. But it's not like violently shaking your legs. Like, sometimes I play, it'll be metal of some sort in the morning, and I'm just like, I've really stressed someone out in their car this morning. Like, oh, I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Apologies to the people that's happened to. But yeah, great choice. Great first choice. Now, your second choice, this is interesting.
It's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
It's very, yeah, slightly. But it's very new, very new. Mm. It's More Than Fun by Levita.
Mm-hmm.
First professionally recorded track, is it?
Well, for her, it's her first release as herself.
Right.
She did actually feature on one of my tracks last year. So that kind of like kicked off the writing together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But this is exciting, like, first baby, basically.
Yeah, a disco baby, I would say.
So, yeah, anyway, tell us about this track.
It is a song that we wrote probably in October last year.
Mm-hmm.
Started out as a collaborative thing with one of my brothers, actually. We were trying to do a writing session in my studio and got some ideas down, and then came back the next day and I just picked up my bass and was like, oh, let's try something else. And then it just like bloomed in like 2 hours after having a whole day of trying to spurt out ideas. The actual formation of it came out, and Lauren or Lavetta has always loved disco and R&B and soul and that sort of thing, and we'd gotten really into listening to, out of the tail end of Dua Lipa's album, Kylie Minogue brought out a disco album last year.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
How did I miss that? As a gay man, did I miss that?
It's actually quite good. It's
cool.
Like what her disco would have been with good production nowadays.
Right, right.
Not the really, really cheesy early 2000s samples. So we wanted something that was just like, if you're going to have a first single, it kind of needs to be something that maybe kind of brings influences that you like all together, instead of maybe just showing one, maybe have a couple. So it's me doing some very 80s guitar solo stuff in it as well, on guitar, trying to bring that influence.
That must be so fun though, like such a good era of music.
It's no secret of mine that I'm trying to squeeze as many guitar solos into people's work. I'm like, they will not die.
no, it's, I would say the guitar's like, through music history, one of the most consistent instruments, though.
Yeah, I would say it's funny calling it the modern day piano, in a way, of being one of those timeless instruments that have come out of all these genres of music that always finds its way back. Because I remember coming out of high school and the industry was really getting into this migration of what LA pop thought was electronic from the UK, and it turned out to be weird, cheesy, like David Guetta sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I remember a lot of people on interviews and even before Spotify talking about how the guitar's dead and, you know, this is the way it's going to be and computers are the way, and I feel like it has come right back, and now we're facing a 90s resurgence, which
is... Yeah,
I'm like, man, it happens quicker than I thought. Like, the generation below you is only looking 20 years back and going, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah. No, and I actually completely get what you mean there, because, like, when my late early days of high school was when people were just learning of this concept of, like, dubstep and modern drum and bass and stuff.
Yeah, but it was always the whacked version.
Yeah. I mean, it was extraordinarily odd to listen to. Part of you would go, is this even music? And yeah, now it's like we're back at the 90s again. Yeah. It's really odd. Because I don't know, I was like, later in the 90s, I guess. I wasn't like hyper aware of being in the 90s when we were in the 90s, but suddenly it's cool now.
All I really remember is how big that Christmas was for the 2000s with Y2K.
Yeah.
And the cool cartoons, but I reckon most of the early 2000s was pretty much the 90s anyway.
It
took a couple,
very much so, yeah.
It just took off.
Just quick sidetrack, because I always have this, like, well, routine, have this thought about Y2K. And do you think there's, like, a Y2K believer out there who got in a bunker on the 31st of December 1999 and are, like, still in there? There must be somewhere
like,
in the...
Haven't left?
Yeah,
like a
haven't
prepper.
Left. Like, are completely convinced it happened and haven't come to the surface to check it out.
I mean, it's not beyond, like, if no one found them. There's been so many weird stories about that. You know, it's even like that, you know, Japanese soldier that was found, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Was it 30 or 40 years after
yeah,
World War II?
Yeah, in the 70s, there were two Japanese soldiers who assumed World War II was still on.
Yeah. And they weren't even in a bunker. They were hiding in the forest.
Forest, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you can't be too far off. And when you see some docos of American preppers and how convinced they are,
oh
like
my God,
these hotels
yeah.
underground in the desert that...
Huge places. Mm. Apparently New Zealand's a trendy place to do it if you're like a billionaire.
Cool, don't do it here and you'll have an earthquake and lose your bunker.
Yeah, 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 like don't. Bad place to do it. Terrible place to do it. Anyway, back to it. If you had to describe More Than Fun and say like... Three to five words, how would you describe it?
New disco funk jam.
Cool. Okay, well, on that note, let's play it. This was sold me on that. Here is More Than Fun by Levita. Enjoy.
You've got away with me. Nothing more to explain. Why don't you stay?
Oh, And that was more than fun. And that was,
it was
a lot of
fun.
Fun. That was a lot more than fun. It was a great song. So you know Lovetta, obviously. Mm-hmm. Is there more for her soon?
Yes, we are working on an EP.
Oh, exciting.
And thanks to New Zealand On Air for a bit of help with that. We've applied many times and finally got a grant to help us make this because music takes a while.
It does, it does. Yes, thank you, NZ On Air, because they also fund this place. So I wouldn't have a job here without them, so thank you.
Yeah, not to discourage anyone that can't do it, because I've made music for years without New Zealand On Air, but we are very lucky in this country to be able to get some sort of funding if we need it.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know, it's not easy, but I'm a perfectionist, and so I do spend way too long trying to make stuff sound all right.
Yeah.
Well, that song in particular, I lost my mind. I think we got to 20 different versions and we just ended up sending
it. Oh my
God. We sent
How
it away
do you
to
even
get
pick at that point?
It got, you can listen to the journey and it got progressively horrendous and then it started going back.
Right.
It's like when you get so deep into it, you forget how the whole thing sounds and you're like going through this black hole of this guitar sound being like, no, it needs to be different. But if you just left it alone, it would have been fine.
Yeah, sometimes you really do have to take a step back in order to, like, see the light, basically. we've asked what she's up to. What are you up to at the moment? What's happening in your music
Bloody
land?
Working on other people's stuff too much, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah.
Thanks,
What's
Lauren, for writing cool music that I wanted to produce. Man.
God, rude.
I've been, I had a bit of a, well, a bit. I had quite a burnout last year.
Right.
I was, as well as writing music, playing in a cover band. And at one point I was up to 6 gigs a week and it was too much, way too much. And I always feel like I don't have the right to complain when I'm exhausted after a gig because you're not doing a 9-to-5. But then I realize from my years of doing a 9-to-5 that the exhaustion is so different.
Yeah, yeah,
to like
exactly.
Standing, say like in retail, like standing behind a counter for 8 hours is quite a different exhaustion to going to a bar with 400 drunk people and exerting yourself for four hours.
Yeah.
So I ended up getting like really sore wrists, like almost RSI, and completely crashing. So I quit that and have been literally producing other people and mixing since then. And I've got all my own music sitting there that I really want to get out, but I'm like, just need to get this stuff done so I have room in my brain.
Yeah, yeah. One thing at a time.
Yeah.
But like, we always assume like 9-to-5 is how you get the burnout. But no, you can get the burnout many a ways, really. But hey, hurry up and do that music for all of us, please. We want to hear it. We'll play it on the radio.
Yay. Yeah, once I figure out who what I even am, right?
Yeah. It's a journey. It's a journey.
Why is Wolfie?
Why? Why Wolfie? Where Wolfie? How Wolfie?
Werewolf.
Anyway, Wolfie, thank you so much for coming on the show. And this has been
The Guest List, brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.